This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. All right, 10 years ago, Bullygate. Jonathan Martin accused Richie Incognito, the Dolphins, of bullying him. It came out a couple of nights ago. All right, and some Yahoo named Adam Carriker put this on Twitter, but he got the information from a credible source. It's all over the place. Just Google it. All right, 10 years after Bullygate that rocked the NFL, Jonathan Martin now proclaims, and I quote, "I never believed for a second I was being bullied," end quote. Now, he accused Richie Incognito of bullying him. Martin said, and I quote, "He's been trying to fix this for a long time," end quote. Now, Richie has not spoken publicly on this, but he did send a text to a reporter and said it took him 10 years to tell the truth. That was the quote. Now, we can go back over things. You know, he was voted the dirtiest player in the league, gouging eyes, spitting on people. Obviously, here at Nebraska, he ended up at Oregon. He was there a week, then he was gone, then at St. Louis. I mean, I was here when he was here at Nebraska. I was there when he was at St. Louis, and then he was gone from St. Louis, and then he was, I think, with the Bills once, and then wasn't there long, and then he was with the Dolphins. Actually, things were going well. Then Bullygate happens. So there's all these different things. There's voicemails from over the years. I mean, I've got it right in front of me. I don't think I'm going to read it. Okay, there's other things that have come up over the years. So for me, did I believe at the time that maybe Richie was bullying him? Yeah, I could see that. I could believe that. I could see it. It wasn't like far-fetched for me. At the same time, it's kind of like, dude, you're like 330. You're getting bullied? Like, what is going on? You're a lineman of all things, all right? And so here we are 10 years later, and Martin basically says he was never bullied. After this news rocked, not just the NFL world, but sports. This was a gigantic deal. And 10 years later, he now does this. Now, to be clear, I could see Richie bullying him. I wasn't in the locker room. I don't know what actually happened. Now Jonathan Martin says it was his mom. He wasn't hacking it in the NFL. His mom created a narrative that it was Richie. Richie was bullying him, and that's why he couldn't make it. Nobody knows what actually happened except Richie, Jonathan, maybe a couple other people that were there firsthand. For me, I will say this about Richie. All right, he's no saint. He'll tell you that. I think most people know that. But I never saw him as a bully. A bully is someone who picks on people weaker than them. As soon as someone gets in their face, they back down. That's a bully. They're usually weak and soft as tapioca pudding when somebody actually gets in their face. That's not Richie. My first year at Nebraska, I watched Richie get in a fight with every starting player on defense. I watched him get in a fight with both ends throughout the course of the year, over the course of the year. Defensive ends, defensive tackles, linebackers, cornerbacks, safeties. Every single starter throughout the course of that year, at one point in time, got in a fight with him. He didn't care who you were. He didn't care how big you were. I watched him at one point in time. All four starting defensive linemen and him were going at it for about 10 seconds, and he didn't back down an inch. Now, I'm not advocating for this behavior. What I'm saying is, whether you like that type of behavior or not, that's not the behavior of a bully. He didn't back down to any. He didn't care. While that was not how I approach things, not necessarily how I encourage people to approach things, like fighting everybody all the time, seemingly, he didn't back down, and I could respect that. He didn't care who you were, how big you were, how small you were, what your name was, or how many of you there were. To me, that's not a bully. I am not defending any of this. The word bully never added up to me. You could say other things. You could use other adjectives if you wanted. But with Jonathan Martin doing this now, how it comes across to me, my opinion, is I think he got tired of, for 10 years, basically being known as, I don't know how, as it was. He's probably heard worse things than that. And he's probably tired of hearing it. And he's trying to change the narrative. And now, he's basically saying he lied. He's calling himself out as being a liar. How it comes across to me is he's trying to change what he's lived with for 10 years because he doesn't want to continue to live with it for the rest of his life. Now, there's some mental health things that have been involved in this. I have nothing but respect for any of that. And if anyone's out there, you need some help, get help. Okay? There's no judgment there. Do what you need to do to take care of yourself and get help. I know there's been a part of that over the years with this bully gate as well. To me, I was a teammate of Richie, saw a lot of things. A lot of things have been put out there over the years. To me, that's how it comes across to me. I don't know exactly what happened, but that's my initial take. Any thoughts, Jake?
No, just that it's got to be frustrating for Richie. And I know he went to Twitter the other day and was kind of going after the reporters that, you know,
a lot of media
because they ran with the story and obviously never were able to get the facts. You can only get what you're hearing from Jonathan Martin. And, you know, it's tough because Richie, like you said, he's not an angel. And so there's plenty of reason for people to believe whatever you told them that Richie probably said to you, you could believe it. Mm-hmm. And but, you know, that definitely has changed and affected Richie's life. And now, decade later, find out it was all just a story it's something that can't be undone. So no matter I was reading a little bit about how Jonathan Martin hasn't talked to Richie since that. I wouldn't talk to him either.
Yeah,
absolutely not.
I think I kind of already assumed that. Richie believes it cost him over $10 million plus his entire reputation. Now, he got back in the league. He made what? 2 Pro Bowls with the Raiders after this?
Yeah.
When people ask me, who are the best offensive linemen you ever faced? The first two that pop into my head are Larry Allen, Richie Incognito. Other guys pop in my head as well. Joe Thomas, Alan Faneca, other guys as well. But that's how good he was. Richie was the type of guy, if he was on your team, you loved him. Unless you're Jonathan Martin. If you were on the other team, you hated him. I mean, I don't know how else to explain it. That's who Richie Incognito is. So, all right, ladies and gentlemen, it's been glorious. Enjoy the day. I still love cold weather. I'm a D lineman. Don't hold it against me. Until next time, go Big Red, and always remember to throw the ball.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.